In a world of podcasts, one rises in the night to destroy them all. The Elder God in an ocean of noise, the Cthulhu of the airwaves. This is Spoiler Country.
We are now.
Welcome back. Whatever.
You lost all of your oomph in the gusto for what you used to have in the intros. Now it's all like, welcome back to Spoilerverse.
That's too much to do. And honestly, after a while, it gets kind of... I think it gets old.
We're NPR. We talk with monotone voices now.
We have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Most of these podcasts are just for you and I.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure somebody likes it. There's got to be one person who likes it.
Yeah, we'll just send him to Dennis.
Yeah.
Back to the format he liked.
Hi, Dennis.
I wonder how that guy's doing. I haven't talked to him in a while.
He's looking for freelance work, as far as I know.
Like, what kind of freelance work?
Artistic? I don't know. I feel bad.
I should reach out to him. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, I know he was looking for freelance work for like art and like graphic design and stuff last time I talked to him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy's talented, though.
He's super talented.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Is he still doing the
Corvink?
Cons?
I think he was at San Diego.
Yeah.
At an artist alley booth, smaller stuff, but he's still salted. I mean, he did well.
Was that a better booth for him? Because he always had a big one with huge stuff, and it was
It was much smaller, but he had a presence and sold stuff.
That's good. So, Vulture.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's been in the works for a while of this whole thing coming out.
Apparently, it was like the worst kept secret.
I don't know. It got first mentioned last year on a podcast. We're talking about Neil Gaiman, everybody's listening. And now this Vulture article comes out with more details, which is just disgusting.
Oh, I was talking about John Horsley in the Vulture article about him.
There's no article about me, asshole.
Such a racist.
Yeah, you are.
Dude, that was seriously, that was a crazy, like, I hadn't heard about it
at all,
you know? And I remember like a month ago, I think it was like a month ago, seeing a lot of like backlash on Neil Gaiman. I was like, what? I thought what? You know what I mean? Here's this celebrated author. What are you talking about? You know? But I didn't see anything. And to be honest, I didn't go digging for it either, you know? Because most of the time, I don't want to find a bunch of dirt on somebody. It's just so disheartening, you know. But then that Vulture article popped up, and I read it. Dude, it took me a while to read it.
It's a hard read.
There was times that I physically almost threw up.
Like, it is a hard read.
Like, I started thinking about what he was doing, what happened, and I almost threw up.
Yeah.
That's not a metaphor. You know what I mean?
It's a tough read for sure. It's kind of shocking. It's like, you know, I've been a fan of his writing for fucking 25, 30 years. Like Sandman, I have an entire collection of Sandman comics. I've got number one right there graded, and I've got number eight editorial edition right there as well on my wall.
Yeah.
I've got a box back there with the entire, all 75 issues.
The only thing that kind of I start thinking about, it freaks me out, is the level of which he was at and doing the things he was. It's hard to hide that from people that you're around all the time.
Yeah.
Even his wife was quoted as saying not to mess with the babysitter.
Right.
Because she knew how he was. And that means how many people actually knew of his perversions and the way he treated women specifically. Ignored it because of his talent or the fact that he sold a lot of books.
It was probably because he sold a lot of books. I mean, his stuff sold like hotcakes, you know?
Well, and you can't take, he's still a very talented writer.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
What's so sad about this, you know what I mean?
Right. But all of his, but now it's like with all this coming out, you look at his writings under a different light, right? Like you look at the scenes he writes and the way he writes things, and there's a difference. There's a different to how you see it. Cause you see the scenes like, you know, any scenes like, you know, rape or molestation, that kind of stuff. You see it comes across differently now than being like talking about it as like from a power point of view of like the person working through it, but more of like a power point of view of the person doing it, you know? Cause he wrote a lot of his stuff is very, you know, suggestive and like edgy and stuff like that. And I don't know. It just seems.
Does it force you to, it forces you to look at his stories differently?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, I mean, two of my top five novels are written by him, you know? And that's,
it would sucks. You read him again?
Not right now. I mean, I've read both of them probably over 20 times.
American Gods?
American Gods and Good Omens. But Good Omens is half Terry Pratchett, which is fine. But, and Good Omens is a great story. But looking back at American Gods, some of the scenes, I'm like, oh, well, that I see that scene differently now than I saw it when I first read it, you know?
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
It does. And then the whole Sandman series, it's like this great character of Sandman and death. And now it's like, it feels tainted, you know? And I know a lot of people are dumping their Sandman books or just selling them off for cheap, getting rid of them. And I looked at the prices online just real quick to see what is happening. And like the prices of them have tanked down. Like they're
selling. Oh, really? I was wondering about that. Not because it should matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're selling for a lot. I mean, I saw someone selling.
You were ever going to sell those books?
No, I wasn't.
Anyways, but the point is, I was just curious how the community was reacting to them.
I know there was there's a lot on eBay of like 10 copies of Sandman, one that sold for like $100. And that book, wow. And number one by itself was selling for several hundred dollars, you know, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's it going to do to this long term? And like, what about his movies and his TV shows? Like Sandman season 2 is, on hiatus or stopped, even though it was, I like season 1, but now it's just, you know, it's like, what's going to happen to all of like, he had movies in the works and TV shows in the works. It's just, I feel bad for all the people who are working on those shows.
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, look at Joss Whedon, all the stuff that he had going on, gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get canceled. You know, it's going to be done.
You know? I mean, Roman Polanski still makes movies.
Not America.
No, but he still makes movies, and American audiences still watch them. They still get released in America, and, you know, American actors still go and act for him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know the last time a Roman Polanski movie came out, but there's definitely been multiple movies since all of the whole thing with him and the 13-year-old came out.
Right. It's been a long time, too.
Yeah, and he left America to escape prosecution. So, I mean, what does this do to Gaiman's long-term...
I mean...
like. What do people think? Because, man, you read that, and it's just so disgusting, the things that he was doing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then the way he manipulated those people. And then, oh, dude, it's just, you can't even get into it because it's, like so disgusting.
Right. I don't want to talk about any of the details because it's just nasty. And
yeah.
It's just like.
Like, what the fuck? I don't understand people like that. Why do they get married? Why not just stay single? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and go get yourself a dominatrix.
Yeah. Like, there's people who will consent to that kind of stuff. Like, there's people who are into that
lifestyle. Why do you have to go and ruin somebody else's life?
Right. And then also, you know, put this dark, tainted mask over all of your work for, you know, that you've done. And it sucks because he's inspired so many writers and so many creative people in the last 30 years, especially in the comic world. And what was that? I was worried. Something like fell in my office. But yeah, he's inspired so many people. And now it's like, it just feels weird. I mean, I've been waiting for someone for this whole, like someone to drop that done some shit like this of somebody that I've respected as a creator I've been waiting for it to happen for a long time. This is probably the first one that's come out. I'm like, well, shit.
And then here it is. I mean, the thing is like, I'm not a big fan of how Alan Moore does interviews, but the one thing you can rely on Alan Moore to be is Alan Moore.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? I don't think we're ever going to hear of him doing something like this, but no. He's an asshole to anybody and to their face.
Yeah, he is who he is, for sure.
Yeah. And it's like, anymore, man, it's almost like you can't trust the people that don't show, that are always one way.
Yeah.
You know, super supportive and super happy and super, you know what I mean? You can do it. That whole attitude sometimes, it just seems like the more there are that, then it's just the bigger the disappointment. And it's just like, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to think of it.
Yeah, I've been pondering this for the last couple of days. I mean, when it first came out, like last year on the podcast, I can't remember the podcast name, but the way it was talked about, I talked to Kaylee and to my sister, and I was like, you know, if this is true, this is terrible. And
yeah.
Somebody asked me, I was like, well, if it's true, are you going to still be like, you know, a Neil Gaiman, you know, fan and like read his stuff? And I was like, no, I won't. I'll be done.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be done with it. And this whole, people have talked for years about the whole separating the art from the artist thing. And I understand that, but
that's difficult.
It's difficult to do when the art and the artist are current people, right? And when.
Yeah, 100 years from now, it might be totally different.
Yeah.
You know, it's easier to look at Hitler's art.
Yeah.
And just accept it for what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, or to look at anybody's art that might have been a pedo or a murderer or
a racist,
or a racist or whoever they are. Part of it, though, you know, if you look at an artist from 200 years ago, they're a product of their time.
Yeah.
There's no real excuse to be the person that he's being today.
No, there's not an excuse at all. And it's, I'm waiting to see the horde, if there's going to be a horde of people coming out in support of him and saying, oh, no, it's fine. It's not, or this girl's lying. And it's like, well, no, fuck off.
I don't think she is. I think there could be a possibility of any of them lying, of course.
Yeah.
There was some weirdness because she did text him a bunch of times and said that she missed him and all that kind of stuff. But that's a victim mentality, too.
100%. And it's a power dynamic.
And he had so much power because he paid, you know what I mean? He paid her her money and, you know what I mean? That was her employer. That was, you know, and then he had that other girl that he was basically letting her live in his carriage house for free and that he was going to sell it to her. He just had so much over these people, you know? Yep. And it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just, and there's too many, like they said, when they interviewed other girls, there's too many similarities in their stories that had never met each other.
Right. And it's like, anytime there's somebody in power, and there's something with somebody below it. There's a lot of them. It's like, that's a gross misuse of your power in any situation.
Yeah.
Like,
I honestly hope that enough evidence is found that like he needs to be punished.
Yeah.
Can you hear that door?
Not really.
Okay. The dogs are like wanting to come in and they're freaking out. But I think he needs to be punished. I mean, I feel so bad for that girl from New Zealand that was, you know, she was estranged from her parents. She had a pretty hard life. Then she thinks she's found the saving grace in his wife.
Yeah.
And then she leaves him with that monster, knowing that he's not, that he has like this weird fetish and this weird thing. And then the fact that she told him to leave her alone made him do the things he did even more.
Right. It's like,
why even say that shit? Why don't you warn her? Hey, this guy, you know, he's not the person that you think. You know, I'd prefer that you're not alone with him.
I wonder how Amanda Palmer's going to fall, you know, his ex-wife's going to fall into all this. And like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
What did she warn her?
Yeah. You know, what did she know was happening? Or what did she not know was happening? And how is that playing into it?
I'm sure she didn't send her over there for anything to happen.
No.
Like, it really was just to watch the kid. But at the same time, I just feel like, you know who this guy is. You can't send a girl over there that, and then tell him you can't have her. That just makes it worse.
Yeah, you can't tell someone in power they can't have something. They just want it more. Yeah. I wonder if this was a part of the reason why they got divorced. If, like,
she was done. Oh, I'm sure. Like, how could you stay with somebody after all that? Especially you know it's coming out.
I mean, they got divorced a while, like, several years ago, but yeah.
Well, this all happened during the pandemic.
Yeah. I think they got divorced right after the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, because they were still together.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I think either they were divorced or they're in the middle of divorce and they were separated. And then he was living, and then he moved to New Zealand so that they could be closer together. And he had his place was like the next city over.
Oh.
All that happened, and he took off to, and everybody freaked out because he like chartered a private plane to go back to England. And then all this stuff, it's such a whirlwind, man. And it's just like, I don't know, man. It's really disheartening. I don't get it.
Besides the victims, like, feeling bad, I feel really bad for the victims, and I really hope they get all the help that they need, and he gets the proper punishment for everything that happened. But I feel bad for every person who was working on a project of his that now doesn't have that project anymore. You know, all these actors and writers and producers and directors and audio engineers and artists and other people working all this stuff.
It's weird.
It's all gone.
Is it gone? Did they cancel season 2 of Sandman?
I'm pretty sure they did.
I haven't heard anything that they've canceled anything yet.
I thought they'd put on hiatus. Or like stopped it.
I haven't heard.
I know a bunch of the other stuff was stopped in lieu of all this.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes those projects are so massive and there's so much money already out that they just are like, we just can't stop. You know?
Yeah, so Dead Boy Detectives that Netflix canceled. It's one of his show.
Yeah.
See.
That season 1 happened for that one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
Good Omens season 3 halted production during the allegations.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that one's probably dead.
Yeah, they've stopped that one. Well, it's only a single 90-minute episode to wrap everything up, and they've halted production halfway through.
Ooh. That sucks.
Yeah, Disney
has... Oh, yeah, Disney will axe it quick.
Disney has put the Graveyard Book on hold until it's over with.
Yeah, that means it's done.
And Netflix is... I guess Netflix is still currently planning to release Sandman Season 2.
Yeah, it's probably because it's almost... I think they're already done shooting.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, we're already done shooting. And it's more than just him. Like you said, all those people, the director, the writers of this TV, he's not writing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was just involved in like consulting and all that kind of stuff.
Well, like this, like DC has the Sandman universe. I don't know if that's still going, but there's a whole subset of comics that are built in the Sandman universe, the DC comics.
Yeah. It's probably all gone.
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, in this situation, what do you do? There's a couple things here. One, you have to prove that he broke the law.
Yeah.
Right? And just at face value, I feel like he did. I feel like he raped those girls.
Yeah, 100%. You know?
But at the same time, it's what can they prove? And if you can't prove it and he goes through everything, then the studios are kind of, their hands are kind of tied because they've already signed contracts with him. So it's like he's going to make his money.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be like a
if you're caught raping somebody, it's a breach of contract and you lose it all clause?
Well, I mean, honestly, I feel like if they're found to be true and he goes to prison, then I don't think while he's in prison, he should not be allowed to make any money off of his work.
Yeah, I feel that way about everybody, but they still do. You know, people still make money off their shit when they're in prison.
Yeah. I feel like it's tough.
It is tough.
You know, and he's already playing the victim.
Oh, for sure. I know.
Oh, it was the way I was raised, or it was the first girl I was, like, some girl that he was with when he was young was some punk rock girl that he, when he was a music reporter in the 70s or 80s or something like that.
Doesn't give you right to do to like.
And she was force like, yeah, it's like, that's bullshit, dude. I've had a weird encounter that didn't make me want to freaking beat girls.
Yeah, I know. Especially against their consent.
Yeah. It's just, ugh. Yeah, I don't get it. Well, I shouldn't say beat girls because that's not what he did. But, I mean, basically, I don't know, man. That's basically what he did.
Basically beat him. I mean, pretty might as well have.
So. Right? It is what it is. It's like, yeah. I don't get, I just don't understand it. I mean, it makes like J.K. Rowling seem so tame.
Right. At least she just like verbally hates people. It doesn't like actually, like.
I don't even, I'll play the hot take on this. I don't even know that she hates those people. I shouldn't say those people. That sounds terrible. I don't think she hates people. I think she has a very definitive way she thinks about that genre of people. You know what I mean? And she just doesn't agree with how they want to perceive themselves, how they see themselves, and how she thinks they should see themselves. I think it's a little different. I mean, there's a lot to it. There's a lot more nuances to it. You know? Like, to me, I just don't, I don't care enough. If you want to, you know, if you don't feel like who you are inside matches who you are outside, then who am I to disagree with you, and who am I to not give you those, that respect that you want?
Right.
You know? Exactly. But
it doesn't hurt me. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. But that's just no way near what this guy
no,
did.
No, no, way different. This is terrible. And
it's I mean, I wish this was his issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just be a racist, not a rapist. Racist, not rapist.
I mean, is there any redemption to this?
None of it's true, no. I can't think of one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big believer
you were,
in second chances, but
okay, this is Johnny's world. And everybody else is everybody's gone except for the John Horsley clan of 30 people. And now you have this one guy that was the best hunter in the group. Mm-hmm. Right? But he's done these horrendous things. You can either kill him, excommunicate him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or imprison him. Or he can become, you have some path of redemption where he becomes your best hunter again. What do you do?
Well, see, it's a very narrow situation, right? Because like,
it is a very narrow situation on purpose, because I want to know how you would think it through.
Well, it depends. Is he the only hunter that I have, or is he the only?
Nope, he's just your best.
Yeah, if he's not,
Doesn't mean somebody else can't become your best.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that, like, you know, you hunt in a pack, and you know what I mean. You can overcome, but he's just currently your best.
Sounds like he's going to be dinner tonight.
You would kill him.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, depending on how bad. I mean. And how bad it was, then because in a lot of ways, raping people is worse than killing them. Because when you rape someone, they have to live with it for the rest of their life.
Yeah, you take away a lot of self-respect and power and self-identity.
You do. And it's a lot. That's a lifelong thing that happens for however long they live. Versus if you just kill somebody, then it's over with and they're done. They're just gone. And while that still sucks, that person doesn't have to spend the rest of their life in trauma because of what you did to them.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it to multiple people, you've now ruined multiple people's lives.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's an interesting dichotomy of when you think about it, I don't know. We're in this weird age where social justice tends to supersede anything else when it comes to what justice is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you can have somebody that gets convicted, does 10, 15 years, and maybe they did something horrendous, or maybe not even that horrendous. Maybe it's something that's not as, you know, it's not rape, it's not murder. You know what I mean? Maybe they stole $100 million and destituted somebody.
Yeah.
The social justice gives no path of redemption 99.9% of the time. I can't think of anybody that has gone to a level where, you know, like, there's the Hawktua girl right now. Right? Have you heard about this?
No, I don't know what's going with her.
Okay, you, but you know her.
I know who she is, yeah.
Okay, so she got super famous. Everybody was loving her for a little while, and it was kind of funny. You know
she,
what I mean?
She got a podcast out of it. I don't know.
She got a pod. She started doing a podcast. Then they released a meme coin. So a cryptocurrency, right? Her? Oh, yeah. The Hawktua coin. Hawktua coin or whatever.
She did it? Or?
Oh, yeah. She got a team of people that created this coin. They released it. And, of course, only a few people made money on it, right?
Of course.
And then they did this Twitter broadcast thing. You know that?
Yeah.
What is that thing where you can go into a Twitter and it's all audio?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
And CoffeeZilla was on there. And, of course, you know CoffeeZilla, right? And so he starts asking the hard questions. Some of it, the way he asked the questions, I thought was a little in your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, he's telling her it's the worst, it was the most horrible launch this has ever happened. You know what I mean? It's like, so of course he got what he wanted out of her. She like freaked out on him, yeah. You know? And it's like, well, the way he asked it, I mean, what other response? He was trying to get that response.
Oh, yeah. He wanted that bad response.
Yeah. I just can't, even though he acts like he didn't, but it's like, come on, dude. You know, you want to ask it that way. If you wanted an actual real response from her, you wouldn't have asked that way. You wouldn't have put it in that context. And, you know, anyways, she like, well, I'm out of here, blah, blah, blah. And she like, well, the thing is it's in her name. She's ultimately responsible for what's going on. But to her credit, she did set up with a lawyer so that people can call and start getting their money back. Yeah. And she's going through an actual law practice that, you know what I mean? People can start getting something back. Doesn't mean they're gonna get everything back,
yeah.
You know, but I think it was an idiot move, probably because she's, you know, she was famous overnight. She was working in a spring factory, so she's not college educated,
right?
She probably didn't understand. She probably just had money in her eyes because they're probably telling her, you're gonna make hundreds of millions of dollars, it's gonna be this cool thing, everybody's gonna love you because they're gonna make a bunch of money off of you too. And that's probably all she heard and didn't do the due diligence that she should have done.
Yeah.
You know, but this girl is getting blasted in social media and just, you know, and the same thing, Ray Gun from Australia, the hip hop dancer during the Olympics. Oh, my God, dude.
That no girl. Way, yeah. No. I don't know the name of it. The girl who was ridiculously bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got reamed in social media.
I mean, she kind of asked for it with what's going on to the Olympics.
But dude, if you listen to some through. Of the dancers that do that competition, right? They knew who Ray Gun was, and she has won other competition because that's her whole shtick, is doing these crazy dances. And he's like, she went out there and did exactly what she always does. So if anybody was not expecting what they got, then they don't know the sport in the first place.
Yeah, well, there's all the agreed, but there's also a whole like controversy about how she got to the Olympics, and like yeah. how things were very much set up and rigged in her favor to get to the Olympics before that team. And I can't remember so it now, bad. But I read a whole article on it back when it first happened. And it's like yeah. it was like she made all this stuff and like made herself on the team. I can't remember all of it though, but it was like ultimately like yeah. whatever. I don't care. Dance bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm just. My point is, though, is that a lot of the judgment and everything comes into social media, and you know what I mean? And now yeah. it's like, as soon as you're the bad guy, it's almost impossible to get to the, you know what I mean? Redemption to happen.
I don't think so. Not for those, but with time, people won't give a shit anymore, you know? And, but I think it's different with someone like, with what No Gaiman did, because, I mean.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's.
It's way different.
It's so evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole different level. I don't want to mix words or anything like that.
Yeah.
I I can't see me going, oh yeah, he's a cool guy. Ever. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, I totally, you know. Remember when he had that fall off? Because this has been happening like since his 20s. And now he's what, in his 60s?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking 40 plus years of just being a real shit.
I do have a funny story about him I can tell you real quick that kind of makes me laugh even more now.
Yeah.
So at Comic Con,
man.
Are you trying to steal my punchline?
Oh, did I just ruin it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, good job. Asshole.
Well, it was kind of funny because it was all over social media.
Well, you could just shut up and let me talk.
I thought you were going to talk about a personal thing.
It is a personal thing. It is a personal thing.
Oh, no, say it then.
But you just took the punchline, though.
What?
At Comic-Con 04, I went down there with my sister, my dad, and stuff, and my buddy Kepa came with us. And we went to a panel talking to Neil Gaiman and Dave McKean about the movie Mirror Mask that was coming out. And Kepa got to ask him a question. He said, hey, is your name pronounced gay man? Like, to him.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes. And Kepa goes, cool, thanks. And sat down. Kepa was a very odd person, but...
I swear to God, maybe you said this on our podcast before, this story.
I've told this story before, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, okay, because I swear to God I saw a video of that.
Not that there's nothing wrong with being a gay man. It's just funny to have him go like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy is... Yeah, there's no way back from this.
No, no. And I think for this episode, we should kind of keep it just on that and not talk about other things because I don't want to get lost in this episode.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think. I mean, even it would have to be a line-by-line dissection of each story proving the anti-point of each thing that these women have said.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
And that's not going to happen. Mm-mm.
So,
I mean, I don't understand how he got to this point for this long. And I'll be honest, man, like I said earlier, it does kind of make me think about these people that he's associated with for 40 years and these other big artists and authors that had to have known.
Yeah.
At least not all of them, obviously. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't presume to know who or who did and who didn't at all. But there had to be a few.
Yeah.
It's just, I just can't see it not. Like, go to a conference when he's dealing with girls.
It's crazy. Yeah.
You know? And having them help him at his booth and then... No way. Hey, no way.
It's just gross, man. It's just gross.
I mean, what do you do with... Are you going to keep all your stuff?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Are you kind of up in the air? Well, because, I mean, here's the deal, dude. Here, let me help you out. Some of that stuff is not about Neil. Like the editorial one you have. That one is not about, you don't keep that because it's a Neil Gaiman book. It's not because it's a Sandbad book. You keep that because your dad hunted that down and got that specifically for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knew you were a fan of Sandman.
Yeah.
But the Sandman in itself is just it's a byproduct of what that book means.
Yeah. No, I know.
So you keep that one.
Yeah. Well, that one wouldn't go anywhere for that reason.
Yeah. All the other stuff is like, what the fuck ever. Yeah, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, the only time that stuff might be worth money again is in 100 years when people might refine those books and go, oh, because they're written so well.
Yeah. I mean, I might just throw them in a box and like not look at them, or I might sell them off here in the next little while. I don't know.
Dude, it just sucks because I was like reading those. I was trying to read all the Sandman books and I was in the halfway through and then you're like, oh, that dude dies. And da-da-da. I'm like, oh man, thanks.
I still say they're a good read for sure.
But I never finished reading them after you told me that.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, well, I guess I won't. I'm done. And then, you know, fast forward 5 years, 6 years.
You had plenty of time to read it, okay? You had plenty of time.
Well, now I have a good excuse not to read them.
I guess you won. I guess laziness won this round for you.
Apathy for the win.
Right.
I don't know, man. What does DC do with this stuff?
They're probably.
What can they do?
They need to make a statement, and they have to kind of. I mean, as if they didn't come, they have to separate themselves from him, you know. And I don't know what they're going to do with Sandman.
Bad. I wish Todd McFarlane would have won that court case. Now,
right? I'm like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Because right? Everybody's like, oh, that's hilarious. He fucking put McFarlane in his place. Now you're like, oh.
But to be fair, man. he was in the right with that case. But still, it's like, god damn it. So
I mean, yeah, but there's a point that maybe McFarlane did what he did because of, hey, fuck Neil.
Maybe he knew. Yeah. But also, if all these people knew, why didn't they say shit?
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Why didn't anybody say anything?
I'm so sick of these Hollywood secrets of like, oh yeah, everybody knows about this guy. I'm like, why don't you fucking talk about it then?
It's like, the worst kept secret.
Yeah.
It took a comic like 30 years after everybody knew Bill Cosby raped a couple girls for him to put it out there on a stand-up special that people took it seriously.
Right. It's like, come on. If you know something about somebody being a piece of shit, fucking turn them in.
If you see something, say something.
Exactly.
I mean, it's true. Why do we have to sit here and wonder about what the hell's going on when it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Sometimes there is a thing with tortured souls and the expression of art, how it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And
they talked about some of his characters, how things happened with some of his characters that was kind of throwaway. But now when you read them, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more, you know? Like, what was the... The one where Morpheus, he punishes that rapist.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, is he punishing himself when he wrote that?
Maybe. Maybe he's, you know, I don't know.
I want to believe that he's tortured in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he knows that he's done these horrible, 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 horrible things.
Right.
And there is a part of him that hopefully regrets what he's done and knows that there's no forgiveness in this.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope he finds peace with himself and gets the proper point. I don't know. I think I'm done talking about this. It's kind of making me feel all
blah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I'm done. I think we've talked about this enough.
Yeah. Just say, fuck you, Neil.
Yeah. Fuck you, Neil.
Yeah, there you go. Feel better?
Yeah, I do. A little bit.
Before we go, have you watched... You know who Jeremy Clarkson is?
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched Clarkson's Farm?
Nope. What's it on?
Just give it a watch. It's on Prime.
Oh, yeah. He's a Prime. Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll make a note.
Yeah. So he bought a farm, like, mm-hmm. I think many years ago. And he just had some guy running it. And the guy got old and retired. And in 2019, somewhere around there, he decided, I'm going to start running this farm. He has no idea what he's doing. And it's off of this tiny little village where the village council is crazy and they won't let him do anything. And he has to submit plans and they deny. And it's just, it's funny, but it's a working farm. And so sometimes you get invested in things and things die and he's gutted. Oh. You know what I mean?
I'll watch it. I like him, so.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, the thing is with him is I don't agree with all his politics.
Yeah.
But he's, I don't think we'll ever have a Neil situation with Jeremy Clarkson.
I hope not.
Because he's exactly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's an asshole when he wants to be an asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think there's any, it's like Ellen, dude.
Right, like what the fuck?
Yeah, same kind of thing. Not to that degree, but you know what I mean? this whole time, just a big asshole.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyways, check out Clarkson's Farm, dude. I think you'll like it. There's three seasons. I'm on the last episode right now.
Nice.
Because I was like, started watching it, and I got hooked. I was like, oh, well, what happens now? What happens nice. Now? And they're getting ready to do the fourth season, so I'm like, I think they're doing a fourth season. I'm not sure.
Nice.
All right. I think that's good enough for tonight.
That's good for tonight. Yeah. Thanks for listening to us rant about Neil Gaiman and horrible shit.
Keep an eye out for comics made by people that don't do these things. Yeah. That create fun stuff and have fun doing it and want to share their active imagination with the world.
Yes.
Is that a way to say it?
Yep. And they're all over the place. Check the indie market. There's lots of good indie people out there.
Oh, yeah. But go to spoilerverse.com and get the best stuff.
Yes.
All right. Later.